Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle.
When Jesus came to earth, he confronted two groups of religious leaders. The Pharisees were very conservative, but they equated traditions with God's truth in Scripture. In fact, they often elevated their traditions above God's Word. The result was legalism, and even worse, hypocrisy. On the other hand, the Sadducees, the second group, were very liberal, and they interpreted the Old Testament through a rational lens. They even rejected any form of resurrection of life after death. However, both groups, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were guilty of false teaching. Jesus called this false teaching yeast. Listen to Jesus' warning.
Then Jesus told his disciples, "Watch out and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they, his disciples, discussed among themselves, "We didn't bring any bread." Jesus replied, "Why is it you don't understand that when I told you, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees, it wasn't about bread?" Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the yeast and bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Unfortunately, false teachers continued to communicate false doctrine, even after the church was born. And consequently, Paul had to address this issue. When he wrote to the church at Corinth, Paul exhorted them to eliminate evil influences, which, notice, he also called yeast. So let's remember this principle to live by. We're to be on guard against being led astray by anyone who teaches false doctrine.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.